Governor Jeb Bush, who was expected to get plenty of help from his brother in the White House. Governor Bush seemed to agree with that assessment when he ran television ads targeting McBride, not Reno. McBride treated those attacks like a badge of honor.
I think we're going to win, but I want you to know that I want y'all to care a great deal about and continue to care a lot about General Reno and Senator Jones. They've run incredible campaigns. It's all been positive. It's been the right thing. And more importantly, if the only person that's really more nervous right now than I am is Jeb Bush.
Reno was leading in the polls until the final weeks of the race.
It has been a great campaign. You have been so magnificent. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. The returns are still coming in. It looks like it will be a long night, but I couldn't stop. I just had to come down and say thank you to make sure that people didn't leave before I had a chance to say thank you, thank you, thank you. This has been a wonderful journey. And we're on to victory tonight.
In an unpleasant echo of Florida's contested presidential election 2 years ago, the state was forced to keep the polls open for 2 extra hours last night because of widespread problems with the new high-tech touchscreen voting machines and scanners. In New York, the primary battle for governor could have been a bitter race, but the outcome was decided last week when former Clinton Cabinet Secretary Andrew Cuomo decided to give up his trailing bid for the governor's nomination. That left State Controller Carl McCall unopposed. McCall, who spoke to his supporters last night, will face New York's incumbent Republican Governor George Pataki in November.
We've come a long way, but we haven't reached our destination yet. We've got 56 more days. Tonight we celebrate. Tomorrow we remember. And then we go to work. We go to work.
In North Carolina, another high-profile former member of the Clinton administration won his primary contest. North Carolina Democrats chose Erskine Bowles as their candidate for the Senate seat being vacated by retiring Republican Jesse Helms. Bowles, an investment banker, was the chief of staff in the Clinton White House.
This race will be about the future of our state. It will be about the future of our children. It will be about which candidate is best suited to make a positive difference in the lives of North Carolina families. And I submit to each of you tonight that I am that candidate and Elizabeth Dole is not.
Bowles, who was leading the Democratic pack in money and endorsements during the primary, instantly becomes the underdog in the general election, where he will face the Republican nominee Elizabeth Dole. Dole has served as Labor and Transportation Secretary. Her husband, Bob Dole, was the Republican presidential candidate in 1996. Elizabeth Dole spoke to her supporters in Salisbury.
Let me tell you, I've tried to serve my country all my life, but nothing matches the honor and the joy of gaining the approval of the hard-working people of North Carolina. The Dole team has had a terrific win across the state. I thank every voter who came out today to give us the go-ahead for November, and I promise a campaign to be proud of.
In Minnesota, a very close November contest is forecast between the two men who easily won their party's nominations last night, Democratic incumbent Paul Wellstone and former St. Paul Mayor Republican Norm Coleman. In Arizona, the Democrats chose State Attorney General Janet Napolitano as their gubernatorial nominee. She will work. The primary battle for governor could have been a bitter race, but the outcome was decided last week when former Clinton Cabinet Secretary Andrew Cuomo decided to give up his trailing bid for the governor's nomination. That left State Controller Carl McCall unopposed. McCall, who spoke to his supporters last night, will face New York's incumbent Republican Governor George Pataki in November.
We've come a long way, but we haven't reached our destination yet. We've got 56 more days. Tonight we celebrate. Tomorrow we remember. And then we go to work. We go to work.
In North Carolina, another high-profile former member of the Clinton administration won his primary contest. North Carolina Democrats chose Erskine Bowles as their candidate for the Senate seat being vacated by retiring Republican Jesse Helms. Bowles, an investment banker, was the chief of staff in the Clinton White House.
This race will be about the future of our state. It will be about the future of our children. It will be about which candidate is best suited to make a positive difference in the lives of North Carolina families. And I submit to each of you tonight that I am that candidate and Elizabeth Dole is not.
Bowles, who was leading the Democratic pack in money and endorsements during the primary, instantly becomes the underdog in the general election, where he will face the Republican nominee Elizabeth Dole. Dole has served as Labor and Transportation Secretary. Her husband, Bob Dole, was the Republican presidential candidate in 1996. Elizabeth Dole spoke to her supporters in Salisbury.
Let me tell you, I've tried to serve my country all my life, but nothing matches the honor and the joy of gaining the approval of the hard-working people of North Carolina. The Dole team has had a terrific win across the state. I thank every voter who came out today to give us the go-ahead for November, and I promise a campaign to be proud of.
In Minnesota, a very close November contest is forecast between the two men who easily won their party's nominations last night, Democratic incumbent Paul Wellstone and former St. Paul Mayor Republican Norm Coleman. In Arizona, the Democrats chose State Attorney General Janet Napolitano as their gubernatorial nominee. She will run against Republican Matt Salmon, a former congressman. November's midterm elections will determine which party controls Congress. Neither party needs very many seats to change control. In the Senate, Republicans need only one pickup. In the House, Democrats only need 6 seats to win back the Speaker's gavel. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.